But right now, we're going to hear directly from Mark Cuban. The Mavs owner joins us on the ticket hotline to tell us all about that trip to Washington, D.C. yesterday. Good morning.
Muses!
Mark!
Hey, Mark!
Seen at the White House yesterday?
Yes, we saw you were there. That must have been quite a thrill.
That's why we're talking to you.
It's the first time I wore a tie since high school.
Yeah, it was very unusual to see you dressed up.
Did I overlap behind the president?
Of course.
You did. You seem very nervous, but I guess anybody would be that close to the president.
Hello, I was at the White House.
Did you?
The reigning world champion.
Yeah, we know why you were there. Now, did you get a chance to visit with Obama?
Who's that? The president?
Yes, the president.
I'm killing socialist.
Oh, you're one of those guys?
Yeah. I talked to him. We talked. Yeah. I unveiled my 5-point plan to bring back the benefactor.
Jeez. Why are you always all about reality television?
That's what you presented to the president?
Because I love it. I love television. I love publicity. I love being on TV.
Why do you want to bring back the benefactor? What would you change about it?
It was a good show. And it needs to be back. And I thought as the president, maybe he could use his power to bring it back. I also asked him if he would sell the White House. I want to buy it.
You want to buy the White House?
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
I have a place to go when we play the Bullets, the Wizards. And I danced my ass off in the Lincoln bedroom to some Jay-Z.
And you snuck in there and danced, huh?
Hey, you would think that speaking of the Kenyan in charge...
That's called the Commander-in-Chief, actually,
Oh, yeah.
Sir.
Him. Could he learn to pronounce Nowitzki or Nowitzki?
Yeah, he struggled with that yesterday. Put an N in there.
Yeah.
Not at the beginning.
Sorry. Yeah, it sounded a little too much like Lewinsky. Hello.
Yeah, that's an uncomfortable name in the old White House, isn't it?
He was saying Nowinsky. Is that what he was saying?
Yeah. Put another N in there, yeah. And,
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
By the way, I don't think the Rose Garden's going to be the same.
Why? What happened there?
Well, I feel bad about it, but I couldn't find a bathroom.
Oh, so what did you do?
One and two.
Oh, in the Rose Garden?
I don't think that's going to bode well for the February roses. But it was so cool. That house is so cool. You could throw the greatest party there. In fact, I told the president, or the Kenyan in chief, that in the Oval Office, it would be a great place for a disco ball. Right there in the center.
So you're saying you would, if you were president, you would revamp the Oval Office?
Totally redesign it.
For dancing?
Yeah, it's so 18th century, what they got going in there right now.
Huh.
Clear out the desk, put a dance floor down, have a candy dish right when you walk in the door, with poppers in it.
Poppers?
Yeah.
What are poppers?
Anal trinate. Nitrate.
I believe it's amyl nitrate.
I know more about it than you do.
Not anal nitrate, sir.
Guess who I brought to the White House? Everybody could bring one guest.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who I brought?
Who'd you bring?
Sweet Jack.
Jeez.
Just kidding, Trebo.
What? God. That's another fictional character.
No, actually, it's Mark Followell.
Oh, good.
You Mark?
Yeah,
hey,
he got to go.
He could get in.
Yeah, you know what I heard about Mark?
What's that?
And I do not believe that he killed 5 hookers at UNT.
Stop saying that.
Why?
Yeah, because it's not fair.
I just want to deny that.
Yeah, it was really cool. We made a grand entrance. We went into the Oval Office to Eminence Front, just like we entered the AAC.
Cool.
So cool.
Cool.
Got to meet a lot of cool people.
Wait, how did you organize that with the White House staff, or did you just have a boombox on your shoulder playing Eminence Front?
Yeah, it was just on my shoulder.
Okay. That's classy, Mark.
I'm still a little stuck in the 80s. I got to meet Joe Biden. Got to meet the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I got to meet the black guy who's trying to abolish the Constitution. What's his name again?
Okay, it's President Obama.
Just joking. And, by the way, yes, we are still reigning world champions.
Yes.
Confirmed yesterday by the President of the United States.
Well, congratulations. Stop. That must have been a lot of fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
my team sucks.
What?
What was the last thing? Mark?
They give up there by Mark Cuban joining us to tell us about his trip to the White House.